Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high-level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to, again, to get that high-level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier. And yet the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for. Where Kirk is the starter, he's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup.
Yeah, that's Jerry Fontenot. Some of what he had to say earlier in the day. Talked about all kinds of different stuff, but that's kind of the money quote from Terry Fontenot's press conference earlier. I'm not surprised that that's the position that the team is taking. I also believe that he feels that way. Like, they would be fine if Kirk Cousins was the backup going into the season next season. A pretty good backup.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think he will be.
You're going to have to pay him anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Kirk,
I don't think he will be. But
no, Kirk will force his way out if he's a backup for Atlanta. I mean, and I think that when you look at going, you know, you still got a young quarterback. You want to go sign some kind of veteran behind him, Andy.
Right.
You want to get a veteran behind Michael. But, yeah, I mean, it failed. All right? I understand the plan that you had. You want him to come in 2 years. That's why you gave him 2 years guaranteed, so he can come be the starter for 2 years. And if anything, you will pull him in the middle of the second year, not the first.
Right.
And so, as he said, everything was accelerated. And, you know, because of the acceleration, because of the fall off of the quarterback that you wanted to guarantee 2 years, you're where you are. The defense played bad. They did. But they missed the playoffs because of the play of your quarterback.
Yeah.
Period. We can talk about the timeout with Ra.
Yep.
All that.
Yep.
You lost what you had because your quarterback fell off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Sacks, who's playing, all that.
Yeah. No, there's warts. I thought Schlereth put it really well yesterday. Like, there's warts. Every team has warts.
Yes.
$100 million guaranteed contract quarterback is supposed to cover up the warts, not be one of them. By the middle of the year, middle end of the year, he was the biggest wart that the team had.
Yes.
So you had to bench him and move on. Like, that in and of itself is a huge disaster. But, yeah, like, if he plays better, you beat the Saints.
Yeah.
If he plays better, you beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
If he plays better, he's still in there at the end of the season. Maybe you win the Washington game. Maybe you win the Carolina game. Like, yeah, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're talking about a playoff preview right now as opposed to an end-of-season press conference, which is what we're talking about. So, yeah, the whole thing was a horrifying disaster. How much does Michael Penix playing well in the final three games of the season have to do with job security for him?
Oh, man.
Like, if Penix went out there and really didn't look good in those three games, do you think Terry Fontenot would have had a press conference today?
No.
I don't either.
No. I think it would have been Ra and Rich McKay.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
Explain the fact that we let go of our general manager. And then we're going to set a wide net between Rich McKay and his, you know, in the firm, whatever hiring firm they have, is we're going to go on a broad net to find us a new general manager. Yes, I do believe that. But I think, you know,
Greg Beatles is he's Rich McKay now.
Greg Beatles?
Yeah, Rich McKay is the Atlanta United now.
Atlanta United what?
President. He moved over there. He's not doing any Falcons stuff.
You believe it?
No.
Okay.
But Greg Beatles is the president of the Falcons.
Okay, well,
he sits up there. Well, when they do stuff like that, he sits up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's what the press conference would look like.
Who do you think got more power?
Power.
Greg Beatles or Rich McKay?
What do you mean? Like
in his organization.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a backup generator.
In this sway in his organization.
I know who has more power in the organization.
All right, then.
I just want Greg to get his.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
My bad, Greg.
You know what's funny?
I don't want to disrespect Greg.
On Google, when you Google Greg Beatles, a picture of Rich McKay comes up.
Hell no.
Look at that. Am I wrong? That's Rich McKay.
Oh, my. It damn sure does.
Come on, Google.
Google knows.
Come on, Google.
Yeah, Google knows. Wow. That's unbelievable.
That's rich right there.
I know. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. That's unbelievable. When you put his name in there, Rich McKay's picture pops up.
Well, that's just because it's about how he, you know, he's a longtime executive, Greg Beadle's taking on the team president role, set to handle the business side of the role that McKay has long inhabited.
Okay, so McKay ain't got to do business no more. He goes back to football.
Yeah. Football.
Ah, I see where you went there.
Which is where we'll be on Monday. We're going to be at the Atlanta United training ground on Monday.
Yeah, baby!
Maybe we'll talk to Rich McKay.
I mean, if he's president, he got an officer. Got
to be around.
Yeah. We're going to be outside.
Bring your jacket. I don't know.
Well, you know I got more winter gear than him, so don't be surprised I show up there up to Marietta in my damn snow pants.
Bring your gloves.
My snow pants and boots.
Bring your gloves, because last time we were there, we were outside and it was quite cold.
Yes.
I don't know what it'll be. I'm packing for weather.
I can take off.
Smoking Joe Patrick.
I can take off clothes.
Exactly. You can remove layers if you need to.